Mark Schauer will become the Democratic nominee for governor next week after Michigan's statewide primary. That's because he has no opposition. He'll have all the opposition he can handle in November, however. He cheerfully concedes Governor Rick Snyder while outspending by millions. And Schauer is also attempting to buck history. The last time a Republican governor was defeated in the state was in 1948. However, when I spent some time with Schauer last week, the former Battle Creek congressman seemed sincerely upbeat and optimistic. One poll last week showed the two candidates exactly tied. Others have shown Snyder leading, but usually by no more than the 3-4% margin of error. And there's something ominous for the governor in all these polls. None have shown Snyder with the support of 50% or more of the voters. In races involving incumbents, undecideds tend to drift toward the challengers. Now, there are 3 months to go yet, and the governor has a lot of advantages. But what if Mark Schauer did win? What would he do, and how would he govern differently? Schauer told me that, in terms of style and approach, I'll be a very different governor. I'm a hands-on kind of guy. I will use my ceremonial office in the Capitol, not every day, but when the legislature's in session. And he added, I'll also live in Lansing, saying that Governor Snyder goes home to Ann Arbor most nights. It's clear how the two men stand on the issues. Schauer is all about education, and his platform calls for more money for public schools and helping people afford higher education of all kinds. He wants to repeal the pension tax on seniors and end the practice of privatizing food services at the state's prisons. He seems honestly baffled that the governor is not moved to at least terminate Aramark Correctional Services' contract. Frankly, some Republicans can't understand that either. Where Schauer seems weakest is on this year's hot-button topic, the roads. He agrees they need to be fixed, but he was unable to say where the money would come from, other than that he'd look to Washington for help and doesn't want to raise the gas tax. Yet if he does win, how could he get what he wants through the legislature? Democrats have no chance to win a majority in the state Senate, and Republicans may well keep the House, too. On this, Schauer thinks he has an edge over both Rick Snyder and Jennifer Granholm, neither of whom ever served in the legislature. I was there for a dozen years in both the House and Senate, and was in the minority for 10 of those years, he said. You learn how to put together coalitions around common interest, he said. A coalition to fix the roads might be a very different coalition from economic development. But you've got to have relationships and realize their constituents are my constituents, too. And I know how to do that. I came away thinking that Schauer may still be an underdog, but also that Rick Snyder is not going to have anything like an easy time.